Here, Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph on the bottom of the Mishnah.
So heavy.
Nishbur Akada. Nishbur Akada B'Shus Rabbah. If someone's kad, jug, his barrel, broken in Shus Rabbah, v'huchlak, and there was water in there, so v'huchlak echad b'mayim. Someone slipped in the water. Or he got hurt with the pieces of this kad. Chayiv. Tanakama says that chayiv, and we'll see, everything's going to be explained in the Gemara exactly what the case is. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "B'mischaven chayiv, ain't a mischaven potter." If it was mischaven, chayiv, it's ain't a mischaven potter. And we'll see later what that means in the Gemara. So, Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Rav. Loi shanu, this is all discussing, elo shetinfa yikela b'mayim. Your kelim, your clothing, got dirty, got matunif in the water, with the water that, b'chachachach b'mayim, that the Rav explains, that it's talking about, you weren't mafke the water, you still want it, so it comes out, that your kelim are being genizikt with the mammon of the others, that's why it's like shar. So this has then, the mission is then, of Nishbar Akada has done like Shah. Why? Because you weren't mafke the water, so it's your water, and if it's your water, that person got genizik from it, that's very similar to Shah.
Well, how can you say he's not masquerade? Even if he's not masquerade, it's Hefker. You can't gather up the water again.
Okay, he's trying to.
He could try all he wants, but it's Hefker because he can't get it back. Anyone could take it.
I understand, but he's still trying to get his water, so he no had you wasn't mafke.
He wasn't mafke, maybe you should be chav because you ruined my water.
Wait a minute, he can't.
The nizik.
The nizik should be chayv to the mazik?
Yeah, we had that earlier, though. You said that you moved somebody's kelim, you moved that, right?
No, but if I slipped, I went to
chayv.
Right?
What is the miskavim, right?
We'll get it. Yeah. So again. Shalo yishanu el shatim fakele b'mayim. His clothing got dirt in water and got genizik in water. And therefore, so we're saying that it has been like shah, because he wasn't mafka the water, and he's chayv. Avalu Hatzma, he himself, if he himself got gehezik, this guy has his jug in the Shusriyam and he himself got gehezik, Kaka Olam is he called Sari. Kaka Olam, which is, there's no Bailam. So what does that mean? Because the moment of this person was a grama, right? Why was it a grama? Because he got hurt from the ground. So if he got hurt from the ground, that means it was the Kli Cheres that broke that he got hurt from. That he tripped and like this he got hurt from the ground. Since he got hurt from the ground, he's a grama, which is pata.
What do you mean the ground?
It means the same thing he holds, but this is what you mean. See, he got hurt, but he got hurt because he banged himself in the ground. He holds that bur is chayiv al tzhevel and not al tzhevata. We'll get to it later. Chavata is a grama. So we can say again. So he's telling you that Al Mishnah is not discussing a case of bur, really. It's a case of shur. Why? Because...
Can you say this with everything, though? When you push the top ox off, you say, well, the pushing didn't happen. It's when the ox's horns gored me. And you can say this all the time with everything. Your action had nothing to do with it. It was always the other thing. So you're pushing, you're pulling, you're slipping, you're...
Your ox is your mammon. You chayv because of your mammon.
But didn't say that. Didn't say that yesterday.
No, one second. Again, over here we're telling you that when something's a shur, you don't say this kaka. When it's your money, you don't say it. It's only if it's a bar you say that. Right, so I'm saying, so over here we're saying that, I mean, so Rabbi Mazel's telling
snake,
you that.
You put the snake on somebody, the snake bites into somebody.
That's, sometimes that was a grammar. We said if the snake's biting within itself, then
you're
a grammar. You're talking about.
So what is the actual pieces of the cuts considered? I mean, if he cuts himself on that itself,
will be chayv.
Right, so you're saying
that's mammon. That could be your mammon. You weren't mafka. If you weren't mafka, it's your mammon. It's like shur.
So it's shur.
Yeah, could be shur.
And then the ground would happen with a bar.
Right.
If he trips, he lands on the ground, that has a bar.
Exactly.
Right, okay.
Okay, Zakhtar Gemara. So that was Rav Shita. Kamita Kameda Shmuel. Shmuel says just the opposite. Amali Mechti. Let's see. Avnoi sakino yomasoi. If you have your stone in the shisra avim, your knife in the shisra avim, your package in the shisra avim, your bayal amad. It was all learned out of bayal, like we learned earlier. The kulon, and by all of them, ani kaya behen shoyve le adam chamayve le kelim. We know by bayal only if your animal falls on the yichayev, the person's chayev, the balabar is chayev, but not if a person. So too chamayve le kelim. If your kelim fall on the yinah chayev. So we say the kulon vahanamili. This is all legabe getting killed. That you're not chayev by a person or by kelim. Avala inyan is zokin adam chayev a kelim turin. But legabe hezek, if the person didn't die in the bar, he just got hurt, then you chayev and kelim a potter. Why you potter by kelim? Because kelim, every time they get hurt, which means any time they get ruined, that's like it's broken. So what does Shmuel say? So Rav explained the Mishnah that is talking about the kelim is what you chayev on, but you yourself, the person, if the person got wounded, the person got genezik, he's pater. Shmuel says, punkt vakat. Kelim, you pater always because it's like bar. And bar, he holds his pater from kelim. And mashainkin, Adam is chayev when he got genezik, not when he got killed, when he got genezik. So again, so Rav, when he learned the Mishnah, Nishbe Kadosh Chayiv is discussing Kalim. Shmuel, when he learned this Mishnah, is discussing a person. That's when you Chayiv. A person slipped, that's when you Chayiv. What's an Afkamina? Afkamina is if you're learning out from Shar, you're learning out from Bar. If you're learning out from Shar is Chayiv and Kalim. And Shar means that it's still yours, it's your Mammon, so you Chayiv and Kalim. If you're learning out from Bar, you're Potter from Kalim. So what are you going to be Chayiv on? Obviously, you're going to be Chayiv on the person.
The Mishnah says, Huchlak Echad B'mayim.
Yeah,
the person,
but shows what you chayv on. He was holding kelim, so you chayv on the kelim, or you hold on the person himself. Rav says it's kelim, and Shmuel says person. Okay.
Right, so okay.
This is very Baba Kama.
If I read a little further, it would have been okay.
Okay, fine. Okay.
It says clearly that's what he was looking
right.
For, and then Shmuel
was
the other way.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So now Zok the Gemara. The Rav, Hanamili, Rav that said again, Rav the one that said that you chayev al tzkelim, you're not chayev for the person because he's learning it out from Shar, and that's a grammar. Rav Hanamili Hechad Afkirinu is discussing a case that if you're learning it out, whatever you learn out from Bar, that's talking about Bar, he holds, has to be that you're mafkid the Rishus and you're mafkid the Bar, that's when you chayev. Aval Hechad, the Lay Afkirinu, if you still have some ownership to it, and therefore you're learning out from Shar. He's explaining. Yeah, always. And that's what he's going back to here. So over here we're discussing a case that it's your mom and Hamazik, because you still want the water, you still want the pieces of the Charas. So therefore it's still yours. So therefore it's not Bar, it's Shar. So Rav says the only time you chayev and Bar is when you mafkir it. When you say it's not yours. But if it's yours, you're not chayev. What's the pshat? What's the pshat in that? You dig in your shisraim, you say, okay, it's mine. Okay, Pata. What does that mean? No. Doesn't make any sense.
You dig in your shisraim.
You dig a pit.
Right?
Digging
your shisraim
is not yours.
I dig a pit in your shisraim, I'm chayiv, because
it's
but if it's still mine, you Pata. Right? That's what Rav says. Rav says the only time bar is chayiv is only if it's you're mafkid. If you weren't mafkid, you're chayiv. You're pata. How could that be? What's pasha pshat, Mazla?
Why?
If the chayiv is the Torah, the bar is ever chayiv under any circumstances. So the Torah said that here you're pata.
Your chayiv still sharp. Your mammon is mazik.
No, it won't be chayiv al
shar. If you would, why not say you chayiv over here? Oh no, this is only on mammon.
Yeah.
Not of a person.
Right. So Rabbi Achbar says, and others, it was really master from the Shainim already, that it's because I could say Taicha B'Shus on my boy. If I wasn't mafkid, I have a bias in this. Lamaisa, I have ownership in it. What are you doing in my Rishus?
You can't do that in Rishus
Rabbi.
If I'm a Sikhina
Masoi, in the middle of
Rishus
Rabbi, it's not your Rishus.
He's mafkid.
Not mafkid,
that boy.
So the bar is his. The only thing you can mount on him is the shoes of a mafkas and shoes without filling in the bar.
That's not your reshus.
That's a different shot.
I could say, what are you doing in my... You guys walk in reshus of Rabbim. I leave a thing on reshus of Rabbim. I can say, what are you doing in my reshus?
What do you mean? If he steps on it, that's my reshus.
He kicked it by mistake. He won't look where he's going. He fell and he hit it and he fell.
Someone fell on my avenues of Kinnam Asai, right?
Yeah.
Okay, no.
So
I was mafka. I mean, if you want to be chayav al tzbar, let this man down. It'll have to be your mafka. Everything has to be mafka. Let this man down. Bar is only when you're mafka. Rav.
I'm saying so when he's not mafka it,
he'll be potter.
So you can't. What I'm saying is, I don't understand the Torah. You can't say, what are you doing in my rishos?
Yeah, this is my Evan. What's this to do?
Walking rishos of Rav.
So by the bar, you say the same thing. Still your potter. So the shah is.
Someone digs a bar.
Someone digs a bar. It's not his rishus, and he comes in and says, okay, I wasn't mafka, it's still mine. Boom, the other guy's his pata. Again, he's chayev other things, I'm saying, he's no pata, never. Yeah.
If he did rishus Rabbim, he can't say it wasn't mafka because it was never his. But the point is where if he's dug it as his rishus, mafka's rishus was his bar.
Yeah, right.
And he wasn't mafka the bar.
Yeah. Okay. We'll get to this more. This is the sugi of bar. We'll get to it more in the fifth pack. Okay, Zokta Gemara. Masi Rabbi Shi. So again, we have Machlekes, Rav and Shmuel, how to touch up the Mishnah. Rav says what we're discussing in the Mishnah, that Yechayev is talking about Kalim, but a person Yipater, because he's learning that from Shor, first of all, and also he's saying that a person Yipater gets Grama. Shmuel says, what we're discussing over there is a person, and you're not Chayev if the person gets killed. So it's very interesting. The Mishnah, the Mishnah is very Pratis thing. That we're talking about a person, but it's only Chayev at Hezek, because if he gets killed, if it's learned out from Bar, a person you're not Chayev, and Kalim, you're potter. The reason why you're potter from Kalim is not really, it's not so much a din of Kalim, it's because a Kalim, even if it just gets Gehazik, it always has a din, like Rashi explains, it always has a din of being broken, and therefore, you're potter, the only thing you chayiv on is Chamar. Over here we're not discussing Chamar, we're talking about Huchluk Echad, when someone fell in. So you have to, we're discussing the case that the Shor fell in. It has to be either the person or the Kalim that he's carrying. So therefore, the Mishnah was saying that it's discussing the person. Okay. Masr Rabbi Shia.
Why is the person always part of that bar?
Misa? It's a Zeres HaKasav. Because he should have looked.
He should have looked. Is the same thing applied to this?
What do you mean this? But Hezek is still Chayav. The Shah is what? He's asking a question. I don't know if he asked that, but that's a very good question. What does it make sense? By a person, if he gets killed, you're part because he should have looked. Hezek, you Chayav? He also should have looked.
No, so I think I once said that wasn't what I was asking, but that there's a different level of
right. That's the Shana Mansa.
Right.
The Shana Mansa. There's different levels of getting
of being vulnerable.
Right. Of how much of a fool. You're not mechuyev, you don't look every place, you're allowed to look on your phone and it's just around, but to go makes such a big nefila that you should have recognized.
Right, but I'm saying something else. Why, yeah. If the svara is that you should have seen, maybe it only applies to bar, but there's a pit in the ground, whatever it is, but maybe some water on the street, you shouldn't necessarily notice.
Or you want to be mechalik stam as a water to bar.
I'm saying bar is an obvious thing. Water in the street, maybe.
I can see the opposite.
Sunlight is glistening. You can see it. I can see the opposite. I'm just getting myself. Something's like on tap. You should have recognized that water is on tap. This is just a pit. You think that's dark there. You don't see.
Maybe it's because water is always around.
Well, very possible.
Again,
it is.
Yeah, maybe not so much water all around. I just don't understand the difference with his opinion is okay. You slip on the water, now you kill yourself, right? Now you didn't damage yourself, you didn't hurt your arm, you actually died,
right?
Yeah, but again, now you're putter.
I'm putter because you should have looked where you're going.
I know, I understand. So same thing with what your first question. Okay, so you injured yourself. You should have looked.
No, injured yourself. You're not mechayev to look every spot where you're walking. You don't have to take that blind stick and throw it and feel like
when you die.
No, when you're dying, that means it was such a big fall.
Oh,
that means it was so nicked.
It was a greater stumbling block.
Right.
If it's so deep that you have hevel, then you should see. Right. Very good. It brings a b'raisa. It says, if a shor or a chamor fall into a bar.
So we dash in shor v'lay adam, chamor v'lay kelim. That dafke shor, not a person, and chamor not kelim. Mikan amu, here we see. Nafal l'seicha shor v'kelim. If his shor and his kelim fell together into the bar, v'nishtabu, and it broke, chamor v'kelov, chamor and his kelim v'niskaru, and it ripped, chayiv al beimo, potter, okay, one page it says nishtabu, one page it says niskaru. Rashi explains that by kli ashor it's shayach shvira, m'shekin, by chamor it's shayach kriya. Fine. But anyways, so it happened that the shor died and the kelim broke, and the chamor died and the kelim broke. So what has it? So the Gemara says, so the Braisa says that chayiv al beimo, potter, okay. Halamaza doime. The Brisa continues and says, "What's the similar to la amne sakino masal shenicha b'shusur yavim v'izika? If a stone or your knife or your package you put in shusur yavim and it was mazik, that's what this is similar to. And then they get genizik by this object, then either yichayv or yipater." So the Gemara adrab. So the Gemara stops in a minute and says, "What do you mean adrab? Ma doime lezeh? What's learnt in the pasuk? What's said in the pasuk is bar." You're learning out Avnei Sakinah Masayah. So you don't say Bar is similar to Avnei Sakinah Masayah. Faket, Avnei Sakinah Masayah is similar to Bar. You don't go with something which is Tafel to not, I mean, the Ikka to the Tafel. So the Ma'anach Nami, Elamai Doimel is that what's similar to Bar? Avnei Sakinah Masayah. Shenicha Meshasayam Vizika. Fine. So getting back to the Brisa. The Brisa said that if you had a Bar, which is Rabim, you putter on Shar, I'm sorry, your Chayiv. You chayiv on the behemah and you put on the kelim. Dr. Gemar, the brisa ends off. Lefikach imitiach tzlichusay be'even chayiv. If your tzliches, your barrel, or something like that,
jugs,
right, got broken into this even, you chayiv. So this is the brisa again. So the brisa said kelim, you put by birth, and the end of the brisa says you chayiv. If you itiach the chusse be'evan yichayev. So, in fact, the Gemara, if your tzloiches broke with his evan, you were carrying a jug, and it broke through his evan over there, yichayev.
On the floor.
On the floor, yeah, wherever it is, yeah.
It hit and bumped into it.
It bumped into it. Yeah. So now, zok the Gemara, reisha kasha l'rav, v'seifa kasha l'shmu. Why? Why is the reisha kasha l'rav? Because the reisha says that Avnei Sakinah Masoi is similar to Bar. Again, what did Rav say? Rav said, it's Shar. He was saying, the Reisha said, that Avnei Sakinah Masoi is similar to Bar. That was Shmuel that said that. But that's not Rav. So Kashal Rav. V'seifa Kashal Shmuel. That means, what are we asking? We're asking again that Rav was the one that held, that Rav explained the Mishnah, that the Mishnah was being Mechayiv.
Al-Shar.
What? Al-Shar, right. And not Al-Tbar. Al-Tbar, he held your potter. And that's why you have to say that it's Shar. And Shar, you Chayiv on Kalim, your potter on Hezekiah Adam. And over here, we're saying Fakat. He was saying, the Reish of the Mishnah says, that you are, that it's similar to Bar. And you Chayiv Al-Tbar. And then the Sefer, Kashal Shmuel. The Sefer that says, by Emitiach, Tzlichusei Be'evan, you Chayiv, that's Shvel Shmuel. Why? Why is it Shvel Shmuel? Because Shmuel says that it is Bar, and Bar is part of him, Kalim. And here we see, Tiach Tzuchusa Be'evan is Chayiv, and he's Chayiv on Kalim. In fact, the Gemara, the time, Echtik Shilach Igufa, this is good. Reisha part of a Sefer Chayiv. Forget Ram and Shmuel. This Brisa makes no sense. This Brisa starts with the Amnes Akinim Asai, that you left in the Shus Rehab and you Chayiv on Kalim. And your potter. And the end of the Brisa says, Yitiyach Tzuchutz Be'evan, Yichayev. So that's also Anas Kinim Asai. So is Anas Kinim Asai Chayev or potter? This makes no sense. Right? So we have a steer in the Brisa itself. You don't need to come on to Machlekes, I mean, this a question on Rav and Shmuel. The Brisa itself doesn't make any sense.
And that's a stronger kasher.
Yeah, well, the Brisa itself. Zakti Yomai, Ela Rav, Metayat Zetameh, Shmuel, Metayat Zetameh. No, the argument, each one has a tayat to his kasher. Rav Metayat Zetameh, Rav answers, Bamedvar Mamurim, that what are we saying that Evan is similar to Bar is Kashayv Kiran, when you're mafkir. Avalayiv Kiran Chayiv. That means again, so Rav saying the only time Evan is similar to Bar is only when you're mafkir. Because Rav holds, that's what Bar is discussing. The Torah is Bar, the Bar that you Chayiv in the Torah is only when you're mafkir. If you're not mafkir, you're part of, like we explained before, why? Avalayiv Kiran, but if you weren't mafkir, Chayiv. If you're not mafkir, you chayiv al tzwat.
Sure.
Yeah. Therefore, if your jug bumped into his oven, b'chayiv. So again, so the only time Rav says that your potter is talking about when you're mafkid. So that's where the ratio of the braisa that said that the oven is discussing that your potter is talking about a case where you're mafkid. So when your mafkid has a din like bar, and bar is potter b'kelim. Masha'enkin, the sefer of the braisa that said yichayiv, is talking about where you weren't mafkid. Since you weren't mafkid, it's not bar. What is it? It's shur. So therefore yichayiv al shur.
Isn't that a doichik?
Yes, but you have to answer something.
Yeah,
I mean, it says, hold on, like, compares. Right. Ushmul Shmuel matatzat me Shmuel answers like this. Now that you're saying that Avnei Sakina Masai is similar to Bar, Rabbi Yehuda, it's gone, Rabbi Yehuda, the Mechayev on Niske Kelim, but Rabbi Yehuda says, the Yechayev on Niske Kelim Kibar, not like we said, this deer, Shai v'lai Adam, Chamar v'lai Kalim. No, it's discussing that they were going like Abiyud says that you are Chayiv by Kalim Abar. So therefore, the Fika Chitir Tuchus Ebe'ever Chayiv. Like Abiyud that says you are Chayiv, Kalim Abar, he doesn't go with this Joshua that we thought till now. So therefore, he says, therefore the Brashi says, like Abiyud, Chitir Tuchus Ebe'ever, you Chayiv. So, of course, a big dach. All of a sudden, the Brashi comes in the middle. And says, you know, oh, Abiyud Yichai. Fine. Both of them are Dech.
The price said anyway, the Gemara could have just said it's Meshubash.
Meshubash?
Yeah, because you start off it's saying the wrong Meshubash. Way. Tali Mekasa below Kasa.
Right, that's it. You switch
and then,
that.
And then you have to then Kashim and Ayabay. So Bamison, the Gemara could have just said, once it's Meshubash, so I have to anyway fix it.
Okay. Omer Abelaza. Abelaza said, Loi Shanu, this halacha of Tiach Tzuchuse Be'evan Chayiv, if your jug got banged into his rack, the rack that the person put down, the Chayiv, the person's Chayiv, the Masak's Chayiv, Loi Shanu Elish Niskal Be'evan, V'nishav Be'evan. That the Kli banged into the Evan and it broke in the Evan. It slipped and it broke. You slipped in the Evan and it broke in the Evan. Avol Niskal Be'kaka, if you slipped in the ground, Venisha be'evan, and then it broke with the Evan as part of him. So it has to be, again, that everything happened with the Evan. You slipped on the stone, and the Kli broke on the stone. But if you slipped on the Karka, and the Kli broke on the Evan, you're part of it. Why? So the more command, who's this like Amnasin? It's not like Amnasin. Amnasin says later on that a Sharm that pushed his friend, his other shur into the bar. So we mon the bar, the bala bar, the extra hezek. That means the bala bar is chayiv to pay a payment. So what do I see? That means we're trying to say over here, you tripped on the ground, that's your fault. Now that your kli banged into the rack, we don't care. That's already your fault. So that means, so what did he say? So he said it has to be dafka that you tripped in the stone with the stone and it broke with the stone. So everything happened with the stone. So Rav Nosson says, not like that, Rav Nosson says that if your animal pushes my animal into the bar, the balabar is chayiv. So I see that even though the bar didn't do the actual hezek, it happened afterwards, right? It happened through the other shur, that's what got this guy into the bar, he's still chayiv. So obviously it's not like Rav Nosson. So because by us, we hold that everything has to happen with the Rav Nosson said everything has to happen with heaven, it's not like Rav Nosson. Ikadami, Amar Abelaza, loy tema ben niskal be'evan. V'nashav be'evan with the mechayiv. Don't think that if it tripped with the evan and it slipped with the evan, yichayiv aval niska b'karka v'nashav be'evan pata. But if you tripped from the ground and it broke from the ground, yipata. Don't think like that. El afal niska b'karka v'nashav be'evan. Even if it was niska b'karka, it tripped on the ground and it broke from the stone. Chayiv k'manka nelson. See, the shaila is what did Rabbi Elazar say? Did Rabbi Elazar say that it has to be, everything has to be dafka from the stone, then it comes out not like Amnasin? Or, Rabbi Elazar said the opposite, that even if it's not from the stone, if it's from the ground, then it tripped, and it's from the, and then it broke from the stone, it's still chayiv, so now it comes like Amnasin. So, the Ma'avaita. Rabbi Yudah Ayim, Mischav and Chayiv. Rabbi Yudah said, Mischav and Chayiv, that was the Mishnah. The Mishnah was, who's the Reisha? The Mishnah, Tanakam, is normally Rameyah. Stam Mishnah is a Meir, and the Sefer is a Yehuda. Yehuda says that the only time the Tanakhama said Yechayiv if it broke, if you slipped from the water, or you tripped yourself from the you got hurt from the broken kli, so Yechayiv. And Yehuda said no, it makes a difference Mischavan not Mischavan. What does that mean? Hey Chadami Mischavan. What does it mean that he was Mischavan that Yehuda is Mechayiv when the Baal Acheres was Mischavan? What does that mean? What does that mean? It means you're mischaven to take it down. You have your jug over here on your shoulder, on your head, wherever you want it, and then you're mischaven to take it down. Take it down off your shoulder.
And it fell.
So there, you're a pesher. Why?
Because when you're lowering it, you have to be very careful.
You have to be very careful. This guy wasn't careful when he lowered it. Right? So since he lowered it and it broke, you lower something off your shoulder, you have to be very careful. He lowered it and it broke, so he's a pesher, and therefore you're chayav. That's called mechaven. But if that wasn't the case, if it happened by itself, or whatever it is, then you're potter. Amalei Abayit. Mechlal, the mechayav emeya, filin nifshira. It comes out, the emeya is mechayav, that's the Tana Kama. Says, no, that it doesn't have to be mechaven, which means, nifshira means it just melted away. It just fell out of your hands. That's einus. So,
kli cheres, yeah. It's not cured properly, dissolves by itself after a while.
Okay. That's
Why is it machlal? How do you know that?
Because, again, he said, mischaven yechayev, ain't a mischaven yepata.
You only mischaven because you were negligent when you put it down. Why would I think that when you're not negligent, that no. You don't? You only mischaven when you put it down, and then it broke. But why would I think when Aynus occurred that you would be chayav?
We might talk about Aynus. Wait a few months.
Why does it fall on the
No,
the Rav just said it's Aynus.
No, he's asking.
The Rav just said it's Aynus when you drop it.
Right. So again, so mechaven is when you chayav. The Yehuda holds mechaven you chayav, and mechaven you pata. What's and mechaven? It happened by itself.
Right.
So he's telling you, okay, let me just be clear. So when it happens by itself, the Tanakh says you chayav. What's the case? I feel nimucha, I feel anything. Right? It means in the case of an einus, you chayv.
No, in mischaven lohirida. He wasn't taking it down for whatever reason.
And that means it just fell by itself.
Just sitting on the floor, or
no,
and
he's then, going on his case, the exact case that it fell down. It fell down. So how did it fall down? It fell down by itself. Back to Gemara, my honest to what? Right, that means it slipped off. Back to Gemara, my honest to einus achman a patre the chesivon nine the sasadava. It says klah. The Torah learns out, Nihilus Asadava, what's the case? What's
that
the pasuk?
She was in the field and she got raped.
Right. She totally got forced into this. So now, Aynes, who's Aynes, and she's Pata. Vechite mahan milin k'tala. Are you going to say that maybe this is all the Gabi getting killed? Avalon in the Zakin Chayiv, but the Gabi has a Chayiv. That means even by Aynes. Chayiv. Okay, we'll continue on that.